Hi, welcome to the Kinexus Continuous Improvement Podcast. I'm Mark Raven, a senior advisor with Kinexus. And today we are doing a quick preview of our next webinar, our upcoming webinar. It's going to be on April 24th. It's titled Lean from Theory to Practice, One Cities and One Library's Lean Story Abridged. It's going to be presented by Elizabeth Chase, and you can register for that webinar. Look for a link in the show notes, or you can go to kinexus.com/webinars. If you're hearing or watching this preview after April 24th, you'll be able to view the recording of that session. So again, kinexus.com/webinars. Really happy to be joined by the presenter for the webinar here for the preview, Elizabeth Chase. Elizabeth, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. I'm doing well.
I'm excited about the webinar. I know you have a lot to share. You've been kind enough to let me visit the library and see the progression and the improvements and the approaches that you're using there. So I know we're going to hear a lot about that in the webinar. Before we talk about what you're going to be presenting, tell us a little bit about who you are and your background, if you would.
Oh, sure. I am the Material Services Manager at the Frisco Public Library in Frisco, Texas. I have been with the library for 20 years now. And for the last kind of 10, I've kind of been involved with lean initiatives in the library and the city overall. So my two real passions in life are librarianship and lean, at least professionally. I like to talk about books a lot too, so we won't go there because we might never end.
I know there's a lot of lean books on the shelf behind you. I imagine was there a book about lean for libraries that helped you get started?
Yes, that was one of the first ones that we came across by John Huber, Lean Library Management. That was very helpful to us because it translated the general principles into things that were very applicable to libraries specifically. So that was definitely a valuable book.
Yeah. And I think there'll be a lot to learn in the webinar for people who are not helping run a library. I mean, these are transferable approaches, both the theory and the practice. So I'll definitely encourage people to tune in for anyone who's faced with the whole situation of, hey, but we don't build cars. That's certainly true in a library, right?
Yes. Applying lean in the service industry. Absolutely. That's another one of my favorite books, Toyota Way to Service Excellence, I think it's called. And part of what we've done here is create a lean kind of certification program for city employees. So we've gone through kind of that. We'll cover that in the webinar as well. So I think it's applicable not just for libraries, but for anyone in the service industry and anyone looking to kind of create either a formal training program or just kind of spread the word and spread the practice of lean within their organization.
Yeah. So I know there's going to be examples in the webinar of thinking of the physical flow of books and other items. It's fascinating to see. And the opportunity that you had to not just apply lean processes to your, at this point now, old former library building, But I know what you're going to have to share about designing the new library is going to be really interesting. And I think really helpful for people that are thinking about their own physical space and layout. Is there a little preview that you could give, kind of about that element of process improvement versus, okay, we get to do a new space?
Yeah, that was really exciting. And one of the things that was really valuable, Mark, John Huber's book, his last chapter is like, designing lean into your buildings. When I talk about 5S in the lean class that I teach to city employees, I point out the point of 5S is really to create a space in which your processes can be successful. It's about creating the perfect environment to make your processes successful. And so that's really how we applied, lean when we were thinking about converting a 158,000 square foot former rocket factory into a library was how do we design this to make sure that the work is as easy as possible for our staff and that we can make things flow well and we can reduce steps as much as possible in a building this large. Yeah. So absolutely, I think there's a lot to do with just the things that we thought about as we were designing the building instead of, and how can we make things work once we're in the building?
Yeah. And then I think one other thing you'll be able to touch on in the webinar, speaking of, well, hey, we don't build cars. A vaccination clinic is also not building cars. And again, I'm thankful that you helped me come and visit something that you put together in collaboration with this kind of local but well-known automaker.
Yes. Well, I honestly had nothing to do with the setup for that, but I was, you know, the day before the city of Frisco's vaccine clinic opened, and it was a wild and hairy ride, to be sure. You know, it was 1 month between the time that the powers that be at the top of the city reached out to one of the fire chiefs and was like, put together a vaccine clinic, and the day we opened to the public. And yes, the day before I was called and told to show up, Toyota's going to be there to help. And so literally the day before we opened to the public, the fire department and Toyota and I are all kind of meeting and starting to look at how do we make this well-designed place, you know, converted Sears, it was an empty Sears mm-hmm. building, work well. For even better. So that was definitely a highlight career point for me working yeah. with TSSC out of Toyota.
Yeah. It gives a new meaning to the phrase fire drill, I guess, of how fat, forgive me for that. Sorry. But I'm glad you're going to be able to share you know, some of the lessons learned there. It was really, really great to see in person. For those who don't know, Frisco, Texas is right next door to Plano, Texas. And Plano is where Toyota's new of what, 7 years ago, I think, North American headquarters is right there. So I'm sure you have a lot of Toyota employees living in Frisco and coming to the Frisco Public Library.
I certainly hope so. We'd like to see everyone here.
Yeah. Well, again, we've been joined by Elizabeth Chase. Her webinar, again, she'll be presenting it April 24th at 1:00 Eastern. Lean from Theory to Practice, One Cities and One Libraries, Lean Story Abridged. So it's a great story. I hope people will tune in. Again, look for a registration link in the show notes, or please go to kinexus.com/webinar. So again, Elizabeth, thank you in advance for the webinar. Thank you for doing the preview here today.
Yep. Thanks for inviting me. I'm excited.